Mini episode 721 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by the Pullins Group, delivering public affairs, consulting, and marketing services for small businesses trying to grow. Follow them on the web at PullinsGroup.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 721. This is FDH Lounge managing partner Rick Morris here with our review of the Better Call Saul season 2 finale. Here are the top 5 developments heading out of this chapter into season 3 next year. Number 5, Jimmy and Kim ended a hot and cool season on as good of a note as they've had, maybe ever. The push and pull between these two, driven by Kim's regard for Jimmy while being repulsed by his tactics, went on all year until episode 2.9. Jimmy was exposed for his greatest betrayal yet, which was ironically driven by his instinct to be a white knight for her. It was his use of illegal forgery to reclaim the Mesa Verde account for Kim, completely against how she wanted to operate. From there, it was a straight line to Chuck's accident in the copy shop, which was caused by Jimmy's chicanery every bit as much as Chuck's stubbornness. And yet, Kim stood by Jimmy's side, moved by the concern that he had for his brother despite all of the bad blood between them. She's not a part of the fabric of Breaking Bad, so we know in this prequel that she won't be by his side forever, but their bond could well grow stronger than ever in the early part of season 3 when she learns that Chuck and Howard conspired to get Jimmy to incriminate himself. That tightness could make the eventual fallout all the more heartbreaking. Number 4. Chuck executed his revenge plot against Jimmy even after his brother stood by him and Ernesto vouched for Jimmy's innocence at the copy shop. Granted, Ernie was telling a white lie, but Chuck may have believed it anyway. The cold open underlined all the more how Chuck, the good son, resented Jimmy's prodigal son's status in the family, and it undermined as never before Chuck's protestations of pure motives in wanting to protect the legal profession from his dirty brother. The writers deserve immense credit for their courage in fleshing out Chuck as one of the most fully rounded three-dimensional characters in TV history. While Jimmy can certainly be ethically challenged in a professional sense, he displays loyalty and character in his personal life that is sorely lacking in his big brother. Chuck showed amazing vulnerability in his hospital scenes, underscoring his miserable existence with his condition. It was impossible to feel anything but complete sympathy for him in those moments. But once his brother tried to look after him and he still tried to set him up for disbarment, it was impossible to feel anything at the end of the episode but complete contempt for Chuck. The writing, direction, and acting were a perfect storm in allowing us to feel the full range of human emotions for a man whose physical vulnerability is matched by his sickening sense of resentment. Number 3. Jimmy's creative commercials are the latest manifestation of the Saul Goodman foreshadowing. It's going to be very interesting to see the public explanation given when this figure from advertising circles switches to advertising under his new gimmick identity. Now he's got the ads, the suits, and for all of season 2 he's had the general spirit. When Jimmy takes the name itself, it will be a hard break with everything that he's got in his life at this point. The show's creative team isn't indicating that they're going to be moving any faster in this direction, and that the moment of Saulness may in fact come very much near the end of the series. So don't count on season 3 furnishing the magic moment. Number 2. Howard's turning into the kind of adversary that Jimmy used to falsely think that he was. You don't hear too many flattering comparisons to Charlie Hustle flying from Howard Hamlin's lips these days. His willingness to aid Chuck's deception of his brother indicates that Jimmy has really gotten on his nerves. In season 1, Jimmy saw Howard as a Judge Smales type, looking down on him and holding him back. In season 3, he may learn exactly what that feels like when it's for real. Number 1. Fring's back. Well, kind of. It's amusing to think that show creators Peter Gould and Vince Gilligan didn't realize that fans would crack their hidden code from the first letters of show titles this season, given that it's the same trick that they used with season 2 of Breaking Bad. But they've confirmed that it's for real. whether it was literally Gus or more likely another of his operatives who performed the actual intervention at the would-be Salamanca ambush, the stage is now set for Mike's entry into the world of the Southwest's chicken and meth kingpin, and Jimmy slash Saul won't be far behind. Season 3 can't get here soon enough. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.